is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Alec Baldwin violated the cardinal rules of gun safety. That's what a prosecutor, Erlinda Johnson, told the New Mexico jury this morning during opening statements of the actor's involuntary manslaughter trial.
He takes it out once again, fast. Hammer's cocked. He cocks the hammer, points it straight at Ms. Hutchins, and fires that gun.
Cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed by the shot on the set of the movie Rust. Baldwin attorney Alex Spiro.
On this movie set, there were people responsible for ensuring the safety of the set and the firearm. Those people failed in their duties. But Alec Baldwin committed no crime.
Writing in the New York Times, actor George Clooney, a major Democratic Party donor, says it's time for President Biden to leave the 2024 presidential race. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi put it this way on MSNBC.
It's up to the president to decide if he is going to run. We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short.
CBS's Scott McFarlane has more on Democrats under pressure on Capitol Hill.
Back home, they're hearing it from constituents, one way or the other. And they're also facing the prospect of campaign challenges because of their stance or lack of stance on President Biden. I can tell you, my sources with Republican congressional campaign committees say they're going to try to focus attention of voters on what Democrats say or don't say about President Biden.
This morning, Biden spoke with AFL-CIO leaders.
We're better positioned than any country in the world to own the remainder of the 21st century because of union labor.
A tornado spawned by the leftovers from Hurricane Beryl did damage in parts of Indiana. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in East Texas, where no electricity is still a major issue.
CenterPoint Energy says they have restored power to about a third of the people who lost power during Beryl, but customers are telling me they're frustrated because they can't go online to check the outage map from CenterPoint because their outage map is out and has been since it was knocked out in May by a storm.
Overseas, there's a manhunt in Great Britain after a triple murder.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. Neighbors in the quiet suburb north of the British capital say they heard a series of screams from the house yesterday evening. When officers rushed to the scene, they found three women with horrific injuries.
Sadly, despite their best efforts, the women, who are believed to be related, died a short time later at the scene.
Police say they're searching for a 26-year-old man believed to be armed with a crossbow.
The BBC says the victims were the wife and two daughters of one of its radio commentators. Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 109 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 27-year-old second-shift custodian at Mitchell Middle School in Racine was arrested for possessing child sex abuse materials. Nicholas Wadnoski is being held on a $50,000 bond. An investigation into unregistered Airbnbs in Racine revealed over 100 unlicensed properties. 19 operators do have proper permits. The Public Health Department is asking people running the Airbnbs and Vrbo properties to get the permits. The iconic Orpheum building in downtown Kenosha is being put up for sale. The 28,000-square-foot French Renaissance building on 6th Avenue was built in the 1920s. Bob Slominski has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for a hit-and-run that seriously injured a We Energies flagger in Burlington last year. It happened while Slominski was heading to an alcohol assessment class and had a pending case for his third OWI. The National Nuclear Security Administration has been flying a helicopter over Milwaukee to measure radiation levels ahead of the Republican National Convention. The Department of Energy says the testing is to establish baseline radiation levels in the city before the RNC starts on Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get clobbered at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was one of the worst losses of the year. The Pirates beat the Brewers 12-2. Pittsburgh with five home runs in the game, including a grand slam by the Pirates catcher, Joey Bart, in front of over 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Manager Pat Murphy after the debacle.
We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged everybody about being in 85 and 90 games. But credit to the Pirates, they did a great job, took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games with five or six hits.
The two teams playing again tonight, closer Devin Williams, making progress, throwing to live batters during warm-ups. He's coming back from stress fractures in his back. NBA, the Bucks have added former Detroit Pistons guard Stanley Oude, 6'6", appeared in 28 games for Detroit. Racing, Brad Mueller, named the winner at the Slinger Nationals early this morning after Andrew Morrissey disqualified because his car did not meet standard measurements. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Spots of sun will shine through this afternoon, also bringing along chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. If we get underneath one of them, we can see some heavy downpours and frequent lightning. Otherwise, today, highs hitting the upper 70s with calm winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
WRJN. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, down on my knees for you.
WRJN. If you hear Stuart J. Waddles talk about something in the news and you're like, I'd like to know more about that, just go to our website, WRJN.com, scroll down, and the news is right there. A little more details on it that you can do on other than radio. Stephen Wolf on WRJN.
I like to dream signed up. Let the sound take you away.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN Santana. You've got to change your evil ways. You know, the world's getting evil when they've got cheating accusations and a Nathan hot dog eating contest. I mean, come on. If you got to cheat at eating hot dogs, they have this contest every year at Coney Island. Nathan hot dogs and now some guy who reportedly only ate 46.75 hot dogs. Well, now they say that he cheated, claiming to have eaten 51.75 hot dogs. I don't really know, but you know, cheating on a Nathan hot dog eating contest. I mean, I don't see the reasoning for that. I mean, you get a what? You get a statue, or you get a trophy and a discount to get your gallbladder removed. I mean, you know, what is the? I just don't get these eating contests. I was once in one too, barbecue eating contest, and I made it to the second round easily. And then as I'm in the second round and I'm chomping down on the barbecue, it was awesome, by the way, barbecue ribs, and it dawned on me, I just lost 20 pounds. What the heck am I doing in a barbecue eating contest? So I just kind of slowed it down. I still could have won. I know I could have. But it just meant that my gallbladder was coming out sooner than later.
Hey, everybody. Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Tonight, the light of love is in your
WRJM, a local news and timeless hits. Like this one. Bum, 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 bum. It's Midnight Confessions in WRJM.
Grandma's sitting chair. goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee. La-di-da-di-da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
You spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits, and the beat goes on by Sonny and Cher. That's all back right here on WRJN. You know, looking for something to do with the kids tomorrow, or maybe even the babysitter could do this at the Richard Bong State Recreation Area. And this is going to go from 10 to 11:30 a.m. And if you've got kids between 3 and 5, they're going to have an outdoor experience for the kids, learning about nature's animals that live in the meadows. I mean, I would like to go to that. I wonder if it's too late to request it off. But anyway, just throwing that out there. If you're going to the beach, at least today, there is a moderate risk of riptides. We do have lifeguards out there, both at the Zoo Beach and at the Racine Beach, or the North Beach. But just to be aware that the riptide risk is moderate, and that's pretty big. So if you're out there, know where the riptide is before you go out there. If you see like an area that isn't being hit by waves and it's kind of darker than the regular water, good bet that's where it is.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is waiving his preliminary hearing. Randall Hepp's lawyer is also withdrawing a motion to have a felony charge of misconduct dismissed. Eight other former prison employees also face charges for allegedly mistreating inmates. People are speaking out about long-running problems at Wisconsin State Prisons. Cindy Sherwin is a former prison guard who was let go after 27 years. She says it was retaliation for whistleblowing.
As soon as Act 10 went into place, the supervisors and administration, from my experience, became their own higher powers.
Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee yesterday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine County man has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for a hit and run that left a We Energies flagger with serious injuries. Bob Slominski pleaded guilty to the charge of hit and run involving great bodily harm after striking the worker and fleeing the scene in Burlington last year. The crash happened while Slominski was heading to an alcohol assessment class and had a pending case for his third OWI offense. A Racine father of three was seriously injured during a backyard fireworks mishap that left him partially blind. CBS 58 reports 25-year-old Justin Hayes was hurt when a firework exploded in his face, resulting in the loss of vision in his right eye. A GoFundMe has been set up to help with medical costs. People all over Milwaukee were pointing their cameras up yesterday, trying to get pictures of that chopper flying low. The National Nuclear Security Administration has been conducting radiation measurements ahead of the Republican National Convention. The U.S. Department of Energy says the testing is to get a baseline radiation level in the city. The RNC starts Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Spots of sun will shine through this afternoon, also bringing along chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. If we get underneath one of them, we could see some heavy downpours and frequent lightning. Otherwise, today, highs hitting the upper 70s with calm winds. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
This is WRJN with the Dave Clark Five. I like this. Catch us if you can.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking.
Six, four. They always do those Roman numerals for that, and I'm like, no, don't. don't do the Roman numerals. I can't fit. I got to call up a six-year-old to ask him. You're listening to WRJM with local news, timeless hits. Thank God for the nighttime. It's Neil Diamond from WRJM.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's done, I run out to see my baby. For the night time, to forget the day, a day of uptight time, to chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's time to groove. I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. They hope up uptight time. Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation.
It's a
time to groove.
On time to groove.
I thank the Lord for the night time.
On the night time.
I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime, to forget the day, day of uptight
time,
baby chase it away, I get a relaxation, it's a time to groove, I thank the Lord for the nighttime, thank the Lord for you.
Now.
Local news and now timeless is WRJ, and I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you. That means I have a job, which my husband's all excited for. WRJ and Big Deal Store is full of great savings and all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. Before you're taking the kids out for something to eat in the summer, you got to check our Big Deal Store because you can save at least 30%. You can get a certificate worth $40 for just $28 or a $20 gift certificate or $14. And our big deals of the day that we do twice a week, 50% off. We got tacos on there, too. I noticed that. I'm busy pulling out my credit card on there going, yeah, I think I'm going to save some more money, sweetie.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WAUK 101.1 FM and 540 AM. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
WRJN.
Local news and timeless, it's WRJN. And we've got Stuart J. Waddles with local news coming up from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Also got Mike Clemens to tell us what the heck happened last night with the Brewers and the Pittsburgh Pirates. And hopefully to tell us how they're going to win tonight. Mike Clemens will be right out there in the field. Come on, you can guys do it. Coming up just minutes away.
What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day's coming. Ooh, people are changing.
WRJN.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim. A walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come. But he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down home they call me Slim. 42nd Street, he
drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say, Jack,
don't you know you don't
tug on Superman's cape? You don't spin in the wind. You don't pull the mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Got a two-piece custom-made bull cue. Yeah.